Hello everyone and welcome to another Friday Conversation. Today I'm really excited to be joined by Lewis Baxter, who at the age of only 21 is already the founder of a number of not-for-profit organisations. He's a law student and a public speaker. So thank you so much for coming to join me, Lewis.
No, thank you. It's great to join a conversation with you.
Well, tell us all about you. I know there's many things. I only mentioned a few on the list there, but tell us a bit more about you.
Yeah, so I'd say I like to keep busy. That's certainly an understatement. Like to do lots of different things. Charity, getting involved in social enterprises, good causes has always been sort of a cause close to my heart. I've been involved in the sort of charity space for 3 or 4 years now. Always loved education, always done pretty well. I want to sort of go into that maybe as a career, certainly the law. And then also doing a lot of public speaking as well, usually in the mental health space. But if I sort of tie it all together, my experience in the space, the nonprofit space, has been sort of brought about by my own experiences with mental health. I suffered from depression for a number of months back in 2015 and 16. Changed the way I think, changed the way I act, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, those tough times. It let me take stock and think what I really want to do, and I don't think I'd be here today doing this stuff in charity land if it wasn't for suffering from depression all those years ago. And I know we speak very shortly after World Suicide Prevention Day. Again, a cause very close to my heart. So yes, like to keep busy. I'm sure we'll explore things like the Chit Chat, the new nonprofit I founded, bit of the public speaking stuff, and of course, the law degree as well.
Oh, absolutely, Lewis. I know, I've spoken quite a few times over the last few years because of our shared sort of passion in mental health and that sort of thing, particularly in the law. So yes, there's so much. I mean, that could be a whole other episode on its own, I think, just talking about mental health in the law. Maybe we'll do that another time.
Absolutely. It's a sector, isn't it, that is a fantastic sector to work in, and some amazing people that you'll meet and that I meet. But it comes with its challenges. It comes with added pressures at certain times. So yeah, it's as you say, a cause close to both our hearts.
It is. And actually, you've made the point, of course, it was World Suicide Prevention Day yesterday. And of course, we've seen a lot on social media today about the terrible figures, particularly in relation to men and suicide. It is a much bigger problem, obviously, for men. And in the legal profession, the stories that we hear anecdotally is that suicide affects far more men in the legal profession than women. So it's certainly something that needs addressing, and I know that you're really passionate about. And I do actually say to a lot of people, when I'm talking about mental health in the law, it gives me a lot of hope that there's young people like yourself coming through. And you're really passionate about this already. You're already talking about it. So I have a lot of hope that things will be different in the profession in the future.
I really do hope so. And I hope that as we come out of this pandemic, it might be that the impacts of the pandemic are going to be seen for years to come. But I hope that we take stock and reflect on this time, the home working, work-life balance, the importance of connecting with others and taking time out from our sort of busy schedules. I think there's some real positives to take out from that. And I certainly have, and I will share those with you on this Friday conversation.
We will certainly talk about those. Before we get into the sorts of your experiences in lockdown and things, how much of a shock to the system was it? You know, in March, when we heard that we were all going into lockdown, how much did it impact your sort of day-to-day work and what you found yourself doing? Was it a big shock, or was it quite natural to start working from home?
I think the starting any projects and initiatives and things, you do a lot on your own. You do a lot sort of in a room or in a library or, you know, in your study, typing away, emailing, you know, getting these things off the ground. So I would say I've always been someone that's sort of liked my own company and just got on with things, and being a student as well, you sort of spend a lot of time on your own. So it wasn't a huge shock. I think for me, the biggest shock was not being able to escape and not being able to just get a couple of hours away with some friends or go and sit in a coffee shop or, you know, go and do some exercise and sport, whatever it might be that interests you. that all stopped for so many people, and we had to stay in. So yeah, I think trying to take my time away from the work and not working sort of all the time because we felt like we had to was a big challenge that I had to overcome. But if I'm honest, I quite enjoyed sort of getting on with the stuff that I needed to do in lockdown.
I think as well, as you say, it was that enforced period of not being able to go out, which has been very tough on everyone. Everyone I've spoken to has found it very, very tough being in that situation. But there were some great things to come out of that change and that opportunity. And I think in a business sense, we're really starting to see those where businesses have sort of restructured and changed. And I know for you, that's what happened when you sort of moved from what you were working on in the Blurred Line group to now what has become Chit Chat. So tell us a little bit about that evolution.
Yeah, so, you know, the Blurred Line group was a very simple concept in that we supported financially and through mentorship, local mental health charities, grassroots organisations and projects doing fantastic work nationwide. And we had a lot of sort of income streams in the pipeline in January, February, had a business plan that we were working on that overnight, like lots of organisations, and certainly from my experience, the charity sector had to scrap, put it in the bin and start again. Now for us at, you know, in the work that I was doing, we hadn't really got off the ground too much with the Blurred Line group. It was very sort of small scale sort of work. So we could pivot quite easily. And that's the beautiful thing that we were launching Chit Chats in a global pandemic. We launched that in late March. Yes, in response to the sort of coronavirus and its impact, loneliness and isolation skyrocketing, mental health and well-being being more prominent and pertinent than ever before, people thinking about that. So Chit Chat came at a really good time. I think it was a blessing in disguise that sort of I pivoted to this charity in what we're doing with Chit Chat. And it's been a huge success and it's helping hundreds of people every week through a very simple conversation, which is exactly what we're having today. But I think, as you say, the corporate sphere, and from my experience, the charity sector is going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough few years as things settle out, but I hope it will be for the better and people will be able to be more effective, more sustainable in the work that they do and run their organizations better too.
Yes, I think it has been that opportunity for pivot that I agree in the long run, I think will turn out to be for the best for many organisations. Maybe the pandemic and lockdown actually just brought forward a lot of changes in all sorts of areas that were always going to come and just been forced a bit quicker. So for those people who are not familiar with Chit Chat, just tell us a little bit about what it actually is and what you're doing.
Yeah, so we know coronavirus stopped conversations for so many. We were in this period of enforced lockdown and isolation and loneliness. We all, everybody felt that. But I think these issues have been going on for many times before. A survey that I saw, sort of a report by the British Red Cross and the Co-op in 2019, found that 9 million people were always or often lonely. And nearly 4 million people found that their TV was their only friend. And over lockdown, those statistics have skyrocketed, as I say, and half of UK adults have not had a meaningful conversation in the last week. And what Chit Chat wants to do is provide exactly that, be that safe, casual, non-judgmental space for people of all backgrounds across the UK just to pick up the phone and have a natter with our volunteers. And what started with one or two volunteers, we have, I would say, a community of over 40 volunteers nationwide who oversee our phone line from 9 till 9, 7 days a week. And we also, as we come out of this lockdown, and as I say, these issues are very much going to be facing the society for years to come, I want Chit Chat to play a real leading part in that and advocating that loneliness and isolation impacts every single one of us and that everyone can see the benefits of a conversation and what that does to our mood, our self-esteem, our happiness, and make us feel that little bit more connected in our communities. So Chit Chat's hopefully here to stay. We've had some great success in only 4 months. We've taken over 400 unique calls from people, 40 volunteers supported by the National Lottery, the Barchester Foundation, Tesco, some law firms as well have come on board to really get behind us. So yeah, watch this space and let's see what we can do over the next few months and beyond.
That is fantastic, Lewis. I'm really so pleased to hear how well it's going. And the fact that it's exploded as it has just goes to show how much it was really needed.
Absolutely.
So that was obviously one of your highs of lockdown. Tell us a little bit more about the ups and downs of your lockdown. What have been the highs and lows for you?
Yeah, so highs, absolutely chit-chat, throwing yourself into that project and meeting people that I have. It's a very virtual world that we've lived in for many years, quite digital with our social media sort of influences and the impact we have day to day through there. But also we've seen that was brought to the forefront again, relying on the likes of video conferences and keeping connected, not face to face, but virtually. So I've made some great friends, the volunteers that we've got on board with Chit Chat, some of the board that we brought on from all walks of life. You know, the people that were employing our first member of staff started a few weeks ago, and our second full-time member of staff will start in a couple of weeks' time. So honestly, I'm so lucky and so proud of what the whole team has done over the last 4 months and really excited to carry that on. I suppose the lows, to cut straight to the chase, it's been a really tough couple of months as well. So for the start of lockdown, I had caring duties for my mum. And obviously as an only child living in rural Lancashire with just my mum, my dad and I living, when lockdown occurred, you know, my dad and I were day-to-day carers of my mum, and that was really tough. She was living with terminal cancer, and every day was a struggle, because it was medication, it was feeling genuinely rotten, and myself and my dad were just trying to do things around her to make her feel that little bit better, and of course, trying to launch Chit Chat for me and my dad with his job. That was really, really tough, and sadly, in late July, on the 30th of July, my mum sadly passed away, and I would say that these things are really hard to overcome at whatever age. At 21, I never thought I'd be saying goodbye to my mum. She's my best friend, my role model. She was an influence on everything that I did in the charity space. My number one fan was there at my first event that I did as a mental health advocate aged 18. A big support in me going to university at Durham to do my law degree. And I'm going to continue to do her proud in the charity work that I do in the law space and standing up for what I believe in, because she stood up for what she believed in, got involved in local government over the last few years and stood up for her community. And I want to do the same in her memory and for myself as well.
Oh, I've absolutely no doubt she is already and will continue to be very, very proud of everything that you do. If you don't mind me asking the question, how do you feel that your past journey through mental health, and you know, it never ends, does it? We're always on the journey. How do you feel that has helped you with, as you say, what has been a truly very difficult period of time now?
I think it has helped. I think that, you know, when I battled depression, had suicidal thoughts in 2016, and have seen on the journey in the mental health space, hundreds of stories, very sad stories of people, for example, taking their own life due to the strains that they are under and the mental health battles. Being in this space, you have to have a thick skin. Personally, I've had to have a thick skin with the challenges that I have had to overcome for my mum's health, my own mental health over the last few years, challenges at university and settling in there, and lots of other personal things that I'm still on a journey finding myself in many different ways. I think it has helped. And I also think trying to launch charities, standing up for what you believe in, and you know what, going out there and trying to do it, because it's one thing working for a big charity with lots and lots of money thrown at them, but it's another thing, you know, getting up off your backside in whatever field that is and starting it yourself. And that's what gets me up in the morning, knowing that the difference that it's making, knowing the what we're trying to do with Chit Chat, starting that national conversation. But the point, back to your question about sort of how it's helped me, I'm a much more resilient person, overcome a lot in 21 years. Nothing really affects me now. I don't care what people think about me. And I think that's a good attitude to have.
I'm glad you made that point, because it is something I believe in and I share with other people. You know, far from mental health or struggles with it being a bad thing, it can actually be a really positive thing. As I think you shared right at the beginning, to say, you know, those struggles in the past have almost been one of the best things that happened to you and have then led you onto the path that you're on now. And I think so many people share a similar story. I know you've got some exciting times coming up, big changes, heading back to university again soon.
Absolutely exciting. So I was in my second year at Durham University doing a law degree, and I'm going back into second year again and trying to rebuild that confidence I have in my own ability to do that degree, and of course try and carry on with my projects as well. So there's going to be big changes there, obviously 2 years to go with the degree, and then see what we're going to do after that, whether it's sort of staying in the charity space or going into the legal profession or business. I'm someone that sometimes asked, certainly at career fairs or doing talks for universities and things, you know, what do you want to do in a couple of years? And I'm keeping very open. I think we all go on these journeys to discover what we truly want to do and truly want to get involved in. And I touched upon the thing, you touched upon it with what I said at the start about it has made me the person I am today going through those struggles. And the people that I meet, whether it's survivors of domestic abuse and mental health sort of advocates, I'm always inspired continuously by the people I meet. And they all share that opinion that those challenges, those struggles that they've had to overcome have given them a great foundation in life to go and do some brilliant things.
I hope that message reaches a lot of people, actually, because I think far from it, as I say, far from it being a, you know, something that needs to be a negative in life, you can turn it around as you have done, and it make it a positive thing. So just on a final note, what do you feel you've learned about yourself or about the country or about people in lockdown that you'd maybe think other people could learn from?
So starting with the personal one, I think we've all gone on personal journeys, haven't we, over lockdown. We've seen some that have gone down the fitness fanatic route and been up at 7 a.m. doing Joe Wicks's sort of PT sessions. I've not followed that trajectory, unfortunately. I do need to get back into the exercise routine. For me, though, it's been throwing myself into the project of Chit Chat, and again, that's what I love. I love launching projects. I love the third sector. I love meeting the people that we go on to meet and trying to make a difference to people's lives. You know, we say one chit chat at a time. That's our sort of ethos. If we can tackle some of the issues like loneliness, like social isolation, like digital well-being, but one chit chat at a time, we know we're doing something and we're onto something good. I think looking across society, connecting with others and showing the importance of community, the importance of relying on our neighbours and being a good neighbour is something we've clapped for our carers. We've shown the importance, well, we knew the importance of the NHS before the coronavirus pandemic, but let us show once and for all that the NHS is an absolutely fantastic servant of our country and service to do amazing things. So we want to give them support and plaudits, and we, you know, clapping for a carer, so our neighbours for the first time. I know we certainly did. And we've had some great relationships with the neighbours ever since. So what I hope the country takes from this is the importance of community, looking after one another, keeping connected, and looking after your own mental health and well-being as well, because lockdown has been quite intense and quite pressured, working from home and knowing when to switch off. So keeping track on that is really important as well.
That's a fantastic final point there, Lewis. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to catch up with you, and I want to wish you lots of luck on your journey back to Durham shortly, and certainly be following how Chit Chat and you move forward in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you.